The conference will now begin.
Hi. Hi, Heather. How are you? I'm sorry I'm a few minutes late. I'm sitting here. There's like these bulldozers and lawnmowers. All of a sudden, like a whole thing came in making noise. So I had to wait a couple minutes till they started getting further away. I hope you can hear me. I guess you let me know if it's not clear. Okay, I'll try. Okay, let's try. We're in Das Midasecha, Perek Yud, a very timely section of our Limud that we're up to, which is on page Kufnun Gimel, the Inyan of Sinas Chinam. We never understood what that means. Chinam means for no reason. What is Sinas Chinam? So over the years we've spoken about this. All of you have learned different pshatim, and what does it mean, sinas chinam? What is a hatred without a siba, without a cause? What is that? So let's learn. Hasina harevius shayeches liyisayda ofer, ve'inikus b'loshon chazal, sinas chinam. Mahi sinas chinam. So what is this sinas chinam that comes from the yisod of offer itself, which is of course the most difficult. We were talking about sinna from eish, from ruach, from mayim and ruach. The most difficult is from the yisod of offer itself. So what is sinna from the yisod of offer? Sinna schinam. And what's sinna schinam? His kanos de Rashi Maseches Shabbos, shesinas chinam hi shaloi ro'o bo dvar aveira, shehimutu l'sanaisai, v'sainai. Rashi says that the simple pshat is that in sinas chinam, you have not seen this person do an aveira. He seems to be somebody who is completely innocent and fine. So why do you hate him? So we learned earlier that if you see the person doing a dvar aveira, there's an Indian heter of some sort, and however that applies in reality, but there's a heter to hate the person. But over here we're talking about, Rashi explains, shaloi rabo dvar aveira, shemutul sanaisai. And despite the fact that he doesn't see anything wrong with this person, any aveira that the person is doing, the Sinai, he hates it. So that's in his chinam. Klaimer, verse 4 explains. Klaimer. Yitokhen sheplani nag shalei karoi. In a situation where the guy is doing something that's inappropriate, or medina efshes tielei lav terumas, and apidin, you could have a taina against this guy, or even a tviya as far as Dinei Shemayim is concerned, maybe you can't bring him to Bezdin to anything that he's doing, but there's certainly something that's not right by Hashem's rules, laws, and regulations that this guy's doing. So he's explaining that the pshat of Rashi is not that the guy is totally pure and holy and good. There's something here that you see that is not good. And there could be a taina or a tviya. If not in Bezdin, then klapei shamayim. The only problem is, but you didn't actually see this guy doing a aveira. As far as what you see, he didn't do an aveira. There's something wrong with the guy. So you can't hate him. Midina al pidin. Other masani is ulos, but welcome chain heter or mitzvah zuisin is chinam. So either you hate a person, stam, that's a good guy, or even if you hate a person who you sense is not a good guy, and there are things that he's doing, but you can't really get him for these things in Bezdin, but there's cause for concern, there's cause for dislike, and this causes you to hate the guy, That's Sinas Chinam. Kach Pirish Rashi. But after learning Rashi, we all feel there must be something much deeper here. What does this mean? I mean, this brought about the Churban by Yishayni and the Golos that we're still living in right now. All of the, what we're going through is because of this. So it's hard to understand it simply in these terms. Of the way we learn simple pshat in Rashi. That I see something I don't like, there could be a taina, but not anything that I could do with Besdin or anything that is obviously punishable, etc., or where I'd be allowed to actually hate the guy. And nevertheless, I hate him. That's Sinas Chinam. There must be something here. Sinas Chinam in Yonash or Sinas Hashani Lo Siba Klal. Because the word chinam, chinam means for no reason at all. What Rashi's saying is it's not for no reason at all. There's something about the person that is wrong. Just not enough to hate him if he did. So the words sinas chinam seem to mean a hatred with no cause at all. You hate the guy for no reason at all. Until now, we were talking about three causes of hatred. Inside Yisod HaEsh, we spoke about hatred that comes from the Yisod of fire. Ki chaver me'olav. You can't stand this person because he's ascending higher than you. He's gone higher than you. Ruchnius, Gashmius, whatever it is. He's gone higher than you, like a fire. That's hatred, Yisod HaEsh. Yisod HaMayim, from Yisod HaMayim, we saw, Ki Ahepach Mimasha Ohov Alav. That this person is the opposite of that which you love. Mayim is Ahav, is Chesed. This person is opposed to or the opposite of that which you love. That's cause for hatred. Yisod Yisod HaRuach, we saw, the person, like the Arba Ruchos that go in different directions, this person has chosen a direction that's the opposite of yours, that's very different from you. And because of that difference, you hate the guy. Well, what is Sinas Chinam? He says, Sinas Chinam is Be'etzem HaSinah HaShleima Sheshayachas Lehisayt HaOfer, the strongest, most intense hatred is the hatred that comes from the Yisod HaOfer, which is Sinas Chinam. Lama Hu Sinas Pliny, why does Reuven hate Shimon? Ain Lama? There is no explanation. Chinam. For nothing. Page Kuf Nun Bal. Kishem Shadiahava. The same way that when it comes to love, there's a person that you meet, like Yaakov when he met Rachel, and that immediately, without knowing the person, without talking to the person, there's this inyan of chen. And with a havas chinam, the word chinam comes from the word chen, with love for no reason. Kedivei hagroa meloshen chen. As it says by Noach, v'Noach matzah chen b'ene Hashem. V'chen al zeh aderech. Matzah, metzia, finding something, means that there's no apparent reason for it. There's no cause for it. Kacha. I don't know. I met this person I love. I met this person. I'm immediately attracted to her. I find immediately somebody that I connect to. That's a metzia, like a metzia that comes b'hesach adas. A metzia is not something that has a reason that can be explained. You found it. It got lost. You found it. It's not. You weren't looking in a place where you would normally find such a thing. Stam. So v'noch motza chen b'ni Hashem. V'chein al zeh derech. Kach gam b'sina. So the same way that there's such a thing as ahavas chinam, which the Svarm of Kuk and other tzaddikim say is the tikkun of sin is chinam. I always mention how it's interesting how this Rav Kook is often quoted, how the only way to repair sin is chinam is with ahavas chinam, but many of the people who bring that down fail to quote Rav Kook. They refuse to quote Rav Kook because they have something against Rav Kook. So there, people often will say, the only way you could correct, the only way you could repair the misery of sin es chinam, which has caused the churban, is to what? Ahav es chinam. But when you ask them, where did you hear that? Who was the one who you heard that from? Who is the name of who is that quoted? Then Rav Kook's name is not mentioned. It's an interesting thing. All right. In other words, the person saying the vart, unless the person just doesn't know, but the one who knows that it's Rav Kook and is saying this vart about Ahavas Chinam versus Sinas Chinam, by saying that vart himself is over on this terrible, terrible, terrible sorrow, this aveira of Sinas Chinam. In his eyes, Rav Kook wasn't worthy of being loved. But he loves his vart. Okay, sorry for the cynicism. Let's move on. V'chein al zeh aderech, kach gam b'sina, yitochem she'odam soini es pleni b'li shum siba. The same way that it's possible to fall in love with somebody at first sight, to care deeply for somebody, to feel a connection for no apparent reason, so too there's such a thing as sina. She'odam soini es pleni b'li shum siba, to hate somebody b'li shum siba, for no reason. Then what do you mean? Why does he hate him? Ki ani ze lo hu, v'hu ze lo ani. The reason that Reuven hates Shimon is for the simple metzius that Shimon is not him. Not that Shimon did something to him. Not that Shimon is a Rasha. Not that Shimon hurt him. Shimon's existence is a spirit to his own existence. There's such a sinner. Kani ze lo hu. Hu ze lo ani. I am myself and not him. And he is himself and not me. Zu asiba yichid l'siv. This is the only siba of the sin of the hatred. It's the real cause of the hatred. Of course, people will often be malbush this, will enclose this in all kinds of reasons and explanations. That's not really it. The real cause of the hatred is not because of anything that this person has done to me or anything that's wrong with the person. It's just that he's not me. Misha atzmi is shalo boletes, especially with people in whom the atzmi is very strong, that feeling of ego and of self is very strong. So especially, let's say, a person who's chas v'chalila narcissistic. This whole metzius is himself. Such a person, in particular, where the atzmi is very strong, where the sense of self is very, very strong, mesuga lisna mishu she'enahu, can hate somebody just for that one thing, that the person is not him. Zui ba'omek sin eschinim. This is ba'omek in depth. This is sin es chinam. Kol sina hagderosa hi bodlus. We learned at the beginning that all hatred comes from separateness, from being separate, apart, and different. And here we get to the very core of this hatred. Im ze lo ani, since the person is not me, hareni nivdal mimenu, means I'm apart from him, separate from him. So much has been written to try to explain why is it that the Jewish people are so despised and hated. So Chazal say a couple of words in the Medrash. Sinai, the reason that it's called Har Sinai, Shemisham Yarda Sinah Umasarlam. Because from Har Sinai, a tremendous hatred that the nations have for us came into the world. Anti-Semitism was born at Har Sinai. So Chazal make a connection, the Samach and the Sinah are interchangeable. And Chazal make a connection between Sinah, hatred, and Sinai. And Chazal reveal that the sheresh of anti-Semitism is not because we occupy parts of Palestine. And it's not because we have a lot of money. And it's not because we're so smart. It's because we're different. So all of those things, of course, make us different. And are what the nations of the world who hate us, the anti-Semites who hate us, blame or rationalize their hatred. But what really is the sheresh of the hatred is Har Sinai. What does this mean? Why was anti-Semitism born at the moment of Maimon Har Sinai? It's very obvious. He called Hagderosim Shal Yisrael, he, from last week's parsha, Hein Am Levadat Yishkoin, Vagarim Lo Yishashu. Because Sinai, Maimon Har Sinai, set the Jewish people apart forever. It set us apart from the whole world and made us into a nation that dwells alone and not and is not Vagarim Lo Yishashu, is not thought of by the Goyim, or is not considered among the Goyim. So, Hein Am Levadad Yishkam. Hein Levadad Nivdolam. That Har Sinai, Matan Torah, was that which created the permanent status of Nivdolam. That the Jewish people are Nivdalim. Hivdilonim Natoyim, Vinosim Lanatoyim Zemes. When did Hashem separate us and make us different from those who are mistaken? By that act of Matan Torah, by giving us the Torah, Hashem made us Nivdolim. And ever since then, we are the most hated people on earth. Etzem hayosim nevdolim zu sibas hasin. This is the cause of hatred. The anti-Semites, those who hate us, can blame it on many, many different things. But the underlying cause is Har Sinai. That's why no matter what changes have taken place in society, in civilization over the years, no matter what improvements have been made, that the strongest and most enduring hatred in the world is anti-Semitism. It can't go away. It's not possible. Therefore, at times when it's convenient, it will be called the hatred of Zionists. It's the hatred of communists. It's the hatred of capitalists. The hatred of socialists. All of the different levushim that those who hate us use in order to explain, to rationalize the hatred. But the hatred is a hatred that comes from Har Sinai, from Matan Torah. If the lonam natarim, then no some lonam Torah samus. So Schwartz explains. We see something similar to this, not Chas v'Chalila as deep and as intense, but something similar. The Gemara says, "Gedola sinna shesoinim ameha'aris al-tam v'chocham, yoisim yisinna shesoinim umus'aylam as-Yisrael." Even though the Gemara says that, it needs to be explained, we're not going to go into it now. It says in the Gemara that an am ha'aris hates the Talmud Chacham more than the Ummah Sayyidah, more than the nations of the world hate Yisrael. And the Shosayan and the women from the nations of the world, the non-Jewish women, Yoyisimehen, they hate, not the non-Jewish, I'm so sorry, the wives of the Amoratsim hate the Talmidei Chachamim more than their husbands. So the Gemara is telling us that an Amharetz hates a Talmud Chacham. And the wives of the Amharetz, the Mrs. Amharetz, her hatred for the Talmud Chacham is even stronger than her husband's. Sinas Amratzis with Talmidei Chachamim, Einena Sinas Sheyesh Lo Tam B'Higoyim. This hatred that an Amharetz has for Talmud Chacham doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. Of course, as he brings in the parentheses, he perceives the Talmud Chacham as being an elitist, somebody who has ascended higher than him, like a fire. Perhaps somebody who he thinks doesn't love him, and so on. Someone who has chosen a different path in life from the one that he's chosen, so he hates the Talmud Chacham. But the pnimius of the hatred of the Talmud Chacham is that Am Aris Sainis the Talmud Chacham, Mach Meshu, La Talmud Chacham, Hem Shnei Dvorim Nefrodim, Vaf Hafachim. The truth is, the source of the hatred is because of how different the Am Aris and the Talmud Chacham are. And in a deeper way, they're not just different, they're Mamish, Hafachim, they're opposites. The Talmud Chacham and the Am Aris are opposites. There's nothing that's more the opposite of a Talmud Chacham than Amharetz. Amharetz nekod kach mach mishu am hashayach la'aretz. The Talmud Chacham is a person who's attached to heaven. And his devotion and his connection is to Shemayim. The Amharetz is the world of the Amharetz is entirely the Haaretz, is the earth. We say the offer. And arts, the earth, means the yisod of offer, the yisod of earth. Am ha'aretz. Me'acha v'chol metziyusam, himetziyus nadalus echad mehasheini, kan chola hasina ha'gmura sineschim. So here, the metziyus of the amaretz is mamish the hepech of the Messias of the Talmud Chacham. So we can understand, even though it's irrational, this is another Jew. Not only is he another Jew, he's a Talmud Chacham. You should have even greater love for him. But, kan chola sinagmur, sinas chinam. Because they're hafachim amish. This can explain so many of the terrible conversations that people have. Of course, they look for reasons and explanations why this Rav or this Adam Gadol is no good. But the root and the source of the Amharetz's taimen against the Talmud Chacham, his hatred for the Talmud Chacham, is not because of the drakta that the Rav gave that Shabbos. It's not because you have to support the guys that are learning in Kadol. That's not it. The sherish of this hatred of the Amharetz is Nivdolos, because they're hafachim, they're opposites, mamish, because they're opposites. That's the sherish of it. The moral explains, the blush on the moral, Am ha'aretz in yonu chaymer. The inyan of the Am ha'aretz is physical matter, is this world. The Am ha'aretz is shakua, he's invested and immersed in things of this world. That's why it's called Am ha'aretz, of the earth. His earthliness has attached him to earthly things. Earthly things are chomer, physical matter. Not that doesn't mean the guy has to be a farmer. But it means that his occupation, his preoccupation is with things of this world. That's his whole metzius. The Talmud Chacham is the opposite of that. Talmud Chacham Vahik HaGomer. It's the opposite. Talmud Chacham Yana Seichel. The Inyan of the Talmud Chacham is Seichel, which in the morale's terminology means Ruchni. The Inyan of the Talmud Chacham is Ruchni. It's a connection to Shemayim, to the heavens. Seichel. Ruchni is Pnimius. So I am Shnehav Chacham is Elazah. So the Am Ha'aretz of the earth is the Hepech, is the opposite of the Talmud Chacham. Yes, okay. Now the Gemara says that the wives of the Amoratsim, they hate the Talmid Chacham even more. Yes, okay. Nishay Seim Shalom Eharitz. Because of the man and the woman, Chazal tells us the man is Surah and the woman is Chaymer. The woman is more from the world of Chomer, material matter, physical matter, and the man is more from the world of the spirit. Without going to that right now, or any feminist who's hearing that can shut the sefer and get angry and walk away, which would be a perfect proof of the truth of your being Chomer. There is no greater chomer, stronger chomer, or intense chomer than the wives of Amoratsim. Because the husband is Namaritz, and she is even more attached to earthliness than her husband. She's Namaritz Shaba Maharitz. He was spent a great deal of his time learning, and whole teva is a teva that's knighted to surah, to something spiritual. She is chaymer shebechaymer. Again, I'm not getting into the man-woman thing that makes you uncomfortable. Move forward and get over it, or check out whatever it is that works for you. That's not the Indian here today. This is the truth of Torah, the truth of Pnimius of Torah. It's not insulting to any woman, and it's not particularly complimentary of any man. That's not the point. This is the Metzius. Therefore, the Amharis himself, to begin with, is the opposite of the Talmud Chacham, the Amharis. He sees his life as being firmly rooted in the ground. That doesn't mean he doesn't daven a little bit. It doesn't mean he doesn't go to a shir. But his real feeling of life is coming from the arts, from the earth, not from heavens. His real feeling of what it means to be alive comes from his work, comes from eating, comes from sports, comes from whatever it is of arts. That's the Matthias. And that Metzias of Haaretz with the wife of the Amoraim is already Chaymer Shebechaymer. So here we have an unbelievable gap, an unbelievable nivdolus, separation and a difference, an otherness from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Mamish. This is the source of hatred. But not stam hatred, sinas chinam. You can't really honestly explain why you hate this person. That's why it says in Eich, I've mentioned many times, Golsa Yehuda me'ayni and me'rayv avoda. That we're in Golis because of ayni and rayv avoda. Oni means poverty, and rov avoda means much work. The Chidah says, v'ayidivart. The Chidah says, that regardless, wherever we're holding economically, we're hated. Me'avoda. So the Russians accused all Jews of being capitalists of rov avoda. Of rov avoda. Rov avoda. They were capitalists. There are people that hate Jews because Jews are successful and wealthy. That's called Meirei Vavod. That's a golus of Meirei Vavod. But if that's not working in a particular place because the Jews there are not doing well, are impoverished, usually because of the gezeiros and the tzaros that we have at the hands of those who hate us, so then the hatred is not meirov avoda. It's not because of the success the Jews have, meirov avoda, and they how much they own, but it's just the opposite. It's meoni. Oni means, so in this place where the Jews are not succeeding, are not wealthier, so then the anti-Semites say it's meoni. The reason that we hate them is because they're leeches, they're parasites. They're leeches and parasites. They don't have anything of their own. They have nothing of their own. So that, Chido says, is the pshat, Golsi Yehuda me'ayni u'merev avoda. Because the real underlying cause of hatred is not oni, and it's not rev avoda. It's what we're learning now. That the Jewish people at Har Sinai received the Torah, and as a result of that, Hivdilonim not Torah, but also Torah Samus, he gave us the Torah, and that separated us from the nations of the world. And we became, from Har Sinai, Amitzius Nivdalus. Amitzius in the world, but Amitzius that is set apart from the world. That's in Ashkenaz. That began in Har Sinai. The last sentence from Peshkuf and Dalad. Sinas Chinim came to Oymek and Yonish Hadova Kaim Tamuzo. Sinas Chinim means the existence of the other. Doesn't mean he had to do anything to you. The whole Machloik is whether Shakespeare was an anti-Semite. It wasn't an anti-Semite because of some things he wrote. But there were certainly people who were openly anti-Semitic in England during his time and enjoyed a character like Shylock. And of course, the great mystery is that at that time, there were no Jews in England. England was Judenrein because of the decree years earlier that no Jew could live in England. So these were people who never met a Jew. Shakespeare never met a Jew in his life. He never saw, never met a Jew in his life. So then you have to explain, well, they read about Jews in other places and so on. And they're very different from us. They're this, they're that, and all kinds of explanations. But the true Pnimius explanation is from Har Sinai, Shom Yorda Sinaloilim. That's where the hatred of the Jewish people came into existence. Sinas Chinimim Kain, the bottom of Pesh Kukum Dal. Sinas Chinimim Kain, Ba'aymek Inyana Shadova Kaim Kamuzdo. Ba'aymek Inyan of Sinas Chinim is the difference. There are no two people that are further apart in existence than a guy and a Jew. In other words, you could take a guy and a Jew who went to the same public school, grew up in the same neighborhood, chose the same career. Right, a Jew and Lahavdil a Goy, these two people, these two friends, the Jew and the Goy, same school, same block, they were neighbors, took the same major, went into the same profession, belonged to the same country club, etc. And then you could take this Goy and another, you could take this guy. Now here we have a guy and a Jew, Lahavdil, that in every respect seem to be similar. Same neighborhood, same school, same profession, good friends, and so on and so forth. Right? These two people, same block, same education, same profession. This Jew and the guy are further apart, are infinitely further apart than if you would bring to this guy another guy who comes from some jungle in Brazil, who never saw a human being, who walks around and fig leaves and carries a spear and spends his whole life chasing after a buffalo or a fish or something. And you bring that person together with the guy who grew up next to the Jew to his friend. And the difference between the Jew and the guy is infinitely greater than those two, the difference between those two going. I know this is not would not go over well in the world. Even those of you who are not feminists have walked away. So I don't know who's left. The difference is a bigger difference. The Hivdilonu min hagoyim, min hatoyim. The Noslonu Torah 7 is that the Hivdilonu, that Ashibachatonu v'hivdi, and that Hivdilonu that has set us apart from Maimon HaSinai has created a gap between a goy and a Jew that is greater than any gap that exists between two goyim, even though they come from completely different backgrounds and cultures, the two goyim. The difference between a Jew and a goy from the same background is infinitely, infinitely greater because of that one truth of Maimon HaSinai. Again, he's the Jew and the guy that have the same profession, the same background, and everything looks like it's the same. This one is called the Seal Hashem, the other one's called the Seal Azaz. And the emphasis is that they moved Dolan the Etzim. Not because this one happened to grow up in New York and this one happened to grow up in, you know, on the Amazon. I don't mean Amazon ordering things. I mean the river. Not because of that. That's the difference between two goyim. That's not a difference that's be'etzim. That's be'mikra. That he happened to be born in New York. The other one happened to be born in the jungle. That's not a difference that's be'etzim. That's be'mikra. This one, for whatever reason, moved over there and this one moved over here. That's just a difference that's been mikre. But the difference between a Jew and a guy is a difference that's be'etzem. And therefore the hatred for the Jewish people is a sinus oilam, a sinus chinam, that puts on any slavush that those who hate us feel will somehow rationalize or explain. When it comes down to it, if they can't rationalize or explain, the hatred is just pure hatred from the side of Arthur. That's sinus chin. Page Kuf Nun Hey. So we understand that when we speak of, the Chazal revealed to us that the underlying cause of the Churban Bayis Sheni and the Inyan that we still have Tisha B'Av in the world, the 3 weeks in Tisha B'Av, is because of Sinas Chinam. That how could it be that two Jews who are Be'etzem, one, how could it be that two Jews who Be'etzem contained within them a chelikul kamimal mamish of echad l'kulanu have the same father. How could it be that these two peoples feel so far apart? Kibli, the other person is a nivdal because he's not religious and this one's religious, or this one is religious but it's not the way that I'm religious, or this one wears a kippah, so God, this one wears a hat, or this one wears a shtreimel and this one is bareheaded. How could it be that there should be a feeling of nevdolus by two people who are be'etzem brothers? Be'etzem brothers. Sineschinim. Is this terrible, terrible delusion, this terrible mistake to think of another Jew as being different from me just because of the way he dresses, or because of he does mitzvahs, he doesn't do mitzvahs. How could it be? So then it writes by Riches about this in his Hagdam, in his introduction to his Chuvus Meshav Dov. Well, what happened by the Baal Yishegin, how that continues on into our times, this hatred. It's a sin of Shechina. It's a sin of Shechina, Mamish. Because he's not me and I'm not him. And it's an unbelievable distortion. Because in Panemius, of course, he is me and I am him. And only because you're so lost in such a superficial place that you can't live together in the same world as some Sfaradi or some Chassid or some Litvak or some Lubavitcher, or whatever it is that bothers you, whatever type of Jew bothers you, or a Jew that's not religious, you can't manage because of the perceived differences between you. How shallow, how empty, how dishonest, how big a lie that is, how big a distortion that is. Where does the hatred come from? The answer is chinam, from what you perceive as nevdolus, even though it's not. Sinas chinam. Kan betzim page kufnun hay kan betzim nitzach tikun har be yosef amud. Now here we're talking about major problem. They're all any kind of sin is bad, but this is churban beis hamikdash. This is galus. This brought about all of the calamities and suffering and all the crazy things in the yisurim that the Jewish people have gone through since the churban beis hamikdash. Here we need a very big tikkun. This is offer, mamish. This is sinas chinam. This comes from offer. Yidun divrei Chazal, mikdash rishon neimar charev. So Chazal saying, Yuma, why was the first Beis Hamikdash destroyed? And they answer, and they slice the dvarim shahayu, because there are three things that were wrong. Avad Azara, Gila Arias, and Shvichas Dam, the big three, Avad Azara, Gila Arias, and Shvichas Dam. Idolatry, immorality, and murder. Avad Mikdash Shaini, but by the second Mesa Mikdash, Shahil Aiskin Batar, Mitzvah, Sigmund Chasod, by the second Mesa Mikdash, they were very religious. They were learning a lot of Torah, and they were doing a lot of mitzvahs. Not only that, they were doing acts of kindness. They were Isaac and Gemini Chasod. So they machar. So why was the second Beis HaMikdash destroyed? And they machar. And they show how you suppose sin is chinam. Because of sin is chinam. But do I sin is chinam hechri ves habayis? Why was Sinas Chinam able to bring about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash? We're not talking about Avad Azar, Gila, Reish, Yisodom. How was Sinas Chinam able to bring about the Churban Bayis Sheni? Not only that, remember, that by the Churban Bayis Rishon, the whole goal was 70 years. The whole goal was 70 years. And Churban Bayis Sheni is going on for thousands of years. Churban Bayis Rishon comes from the big three Averis, and by Shani comes from Sinas Chin. Maduah has Sinas Chinam Hechriv as Abayis. Why did Sinas Chinam destroy the Beis HaMikdash? Hagdoras Adar. Bayis. In Yonat Siruf Shalavanim. What is a bayis? A house. Mal talks about this. A house is a tziruf. It's a fusion, a joining together of different bricks and stone. So the whole inyan of a house is that it's mitzarif, things that are different. And in the house you have a mother, a father, you have kids, you have things, and everything is its own mitzvah. Everything is its own world. The house is mitzvah for all of these things into one. the thing of the house. Havamigdash Shani. I'm sorry. Sinusim Amida Dharam La'atzman. The meaning of Yabayas and Yanot Tziruf Shalavan. The meaning of a bias is to bring things together, to be mitzaref these different people into one family, into one mitzias. That's the meaning of the house. So we were asking, why would Sinas Chin destroy the Beis Hamikdash? The Teretz is Sinas Chin Ma'amida Dharam La'atzman. The whole meaning of Sinas Chin is the opposite of a house. A house is to be mitzaref things that are different, to bring them together, like all the shvatim, all the children, to be mitzaref them and to bring them into a house. What's sinas chinam? Sinas chinam is the opposite. Ma'amid is v'ram la'asma. The only thing of sinas chinam is to make differences and distinctions and separations. This person is a sfaradi, how can I love him? This person is Ashkenazi, how can I love him? This person is loud, I'm quiet, so how could I possibly love this guy? The meaning of Sinas Chinam is Ma'amida Dvar Ma'atzim. Sinas Chinam, the whole meaning of Sinas Chinam is to make a wedge between two and to try to show that these two are very different. Bias again, bias in Yonah Tzir Shalavonim. Sinus Chinam Amid Dvar Ma'atzman. Churban HaBayis, therefore, Churban HaBayis in Yonah Ifro, Shalokhu is Kol Avne HaBayis, Vehemidu Kol Evin La'atzman. The Churban HaBayis is when instead of the stones, what it means, Churban means that the stones of the Beis HaMikdash, they all collapsed and they fell apart into being separate stones. Because when you take every Evin La'atzman, when it's no longer, you're no longer mitzaref, you no longer are joining together the stones, rather you break them apart, one from the other. So then, by doing that, you're creating what seems to be a mitzias of separateness. Churban HaBayis in Yano, Efo Shalokhu Eskol Avne HaBayis, the Hemidu Kol Evan La'atzma. It's taking apart, it's disassembling and taking apart and breaking down the bias and setting each stone apart from the other stone, each fixture apart from the other fixture, each beam of wood apart from the other beam of wood. That's what sinna is. In Mela, bias harv. So in Mela, once you disassemble and you take apart and you believe that each of these pieces are different, from, they don't fit with each other. They don't fit with each other. So, Agdoris, Korban Bayashain. This is the underlying Hagadorah, the true Hagadorah of Korban Bayashain and the Golas that we're in because of Bayashain. The tikkun, ma'wa tikkun shel sinas chinam, ahavas chinam. Now how that works, the tikkun, and Mr. Shem, we're going to get to next week. Okay, we should have a lechtig in Shabbos.